Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is
glory to God. It is another day to hear the word of God, and I know that the power of God is right there where you are as you listen to this broadcast. My name is Brother Chris, and I welcome you to Moment of Truth. Please let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of life and the opportunity to hear your word again. Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit will shine your light upon us and transform our lives for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. My dear friends, there is an appropriate dress for every occasion and a dress code for every profession. There is a way to dress when going to a wedding. There's also a way to dress when going for sports. And that is why no one will put on a swimming dress when going to a wedding, and no soldier will dress like a nurse when going to war. It is therefore important that you wear the proper garment for each occasion. The same thing is also applicable in spiritual things. It is applicable to those who are preparing for the marriage of the Lamb, which will take place when Jesus comes. There is a dress for that particular occasion. So in today's broadcast, we shall be looking into a message titled, The Wedding Garment. The Wedding Garment. I will be taking my Bible reference from the book of Matthew chapter 22, verses 8 to 14. Matthew 22, 8 to 14. And it says, "Then said he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways, and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to his servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen." This passage of the Bible I just read to you is the concluding part of a parable which the Lord Jesus told about the kingdom of heaven. Please, I encourage you, my dear friends, to read from verses 1 to 14 at your personal time so that you will have a good understanding of the parable. And as you know, a parable is a story that is used to illustrate something important. So here, Jesus was using this parable to teach us something about the kingdom of heaven. In that parable, Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a marriage ceremony which a king organized for his son. When everything for the marriage was ready, the king sent his servants to go and called those who were specially invited to the wedding, but those special guests will not come. Surprised at this, the king again sent another set of servants to the special guests, asking them to please come because he had prepared everything for the wedding. Still, the special guests ignored the invitation and refused to come. In that parable, Jesus said that when the king heard what the special guests did, he became very angry and sent his soldiers to destroy them and all their properties. It was at this point that the king sent his servants to now go to the highway and invite anybody and everybody to the wedding ceremony, both good and bad, so that the wedding banquet will be full. Let us stop here a minute and look into the meaning of this parable so far. Jesus used this parable to illustrate what happened in the past and what will happen in future regarding the kingdom of heaven. Here Jesus showed us how in the past God who is represented by the king in the parable, sent his servants, the prophets, to the children of Israel to invite them into the kingdom of heaven. And how the children of Israel refused to honor the invitation. God sent several prophets to the children of Israel, but they will not listen to him. He sent prophets like Elijah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and so on, unto the children of Israel, but they will not honor God's invitation. You can read this in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 17, verses 13 to 18. 2 Kings 17, 13 to 18. Even when God sent his only begotten son Jesus, the children of Israel still rejected him. And that is why in the Gospel of John chapter 1, verses 11 and 12, John 1, 11 and 12, the Bible says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. So the scriptures tell us that the special guests that were first invited to the marriage, but who refused to come, were the children of Israel. The first people that rejected the king's invitation to the marriage ceremony represent the children of Israel. It was after the special guests rejected the invitation that the king asked his servants to go to the highway and invite both the good and the bad to the marriage supper. It was after the children of Israel rejected God's invitation that God extended that invitation to other nations, including you and me, to come to the kingdom of heaven. So if you are listening to this message, my dear friends, I want you to know, irrespective of where you are, God has sent you an invitation to come into the kingdom of heaven. You have been invited to the marriage supper of his son. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are. There is now an open invitation for everyone to come into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said in the parable that the servants invited the good and the bad. So it doesn't matter if you are a liar, a gossip, or a drunkard. It doesn't matter if you're an armed robber, a kidnapper, or a ritual killer. It also doesn't matter if you're a prostitute, a fornicator, or a masturbator. God has invited you to come and dine with his only son in the kingdom of heaven. This invitation has been open to everybody since the time Jesus was physically present here on earth. In Matthew chapter 9 verse 10, the Bible says, and it came to pass, as Jesus sat down at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And even today, this invitation from Jesus is still open to the good and the bad. It is an invitation from God to everybody in this world to come into the kingdom of heaven. It is now up to you, my dear friends, to accept the invitation or to reject it. But I urge you to accept God's invitation. But if you go back to the parable that Jesus told, you will notice that something very significant happened after everyone had gathered in the marriage ceremony. In verse 11, Jesus said that the king came into the wedding venue to see the guests. And there he saw a man who was not putting on a wedding garment. This man was not properly dressed for the occasion. Maybe he didn't think it was necessary to wear the wedding garment. And Jesus tells us in the parable that the king asked the man, friend, how comest thou in here not having a wedding garment? And the man was speechless. The Bible says that the king then instructed his servants to bind this man hand and feet and take him away and cast him into the outer darkness where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus was using this parable to let us know that even though everybody is invited to the marriage supper, no one should come without the wedding garment. Even though God had invited the good and the bad to the kingdom of heaven, you must put on the wedding garment before you be allowed in the kingdom of heaven. This means that even though everybody is invited, even though everybody can come to the kingdom of heaven, there is still a condition that someone must meet before he or she will be allowed in the kingdom of heaven. And that condition is, you must put on the wedding garment. The man may have thought that he can sneak into the marriage ceremony. Unfortunately, that is not possible. No man or woman can come to the marriage supper without a wedding garment. We all have been invited to the marriage supper, but we all must also come wearing the wedding garment. And from the parable, since the people that came for the wedding were called from the highways, I want to believe that the king must have provided the wedding garment for the guests, but this man refused to put it on. The question therefore is, what is this wedding garment? Well, for us to understand what the wedding garment is, we shall read from the book of Revelations, chapter 19, verses 7 and 8. Revelations 19, 7 and 8. And it says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to God, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be dressed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints." So we see here that the wedding garment we are talking about is the righteousness of saints. The wedding garment that everyone must wear in order to be part of the marriage of the Lamb is righteousness, godly living, godly deeds, godly conduct. This means that even though God invited the good and the bad to the kingdom of heaven, you cannot enter as you are. You must change into righteousness and godly living. You may have been invited as a liar, but you cannot enter a liar. You may be invited as a fornicator, but you cannot enter as a fornicator. You must enter putting on righteousness, godly living, holiness, and godly conduct. Amen. So today, people are being deceived and told that they can come into the kingdom of heaven as they are without being told that they must put on the wedding garment. They are told that they can sow seeds and sow their way into the kingdom of heaven. Others are being told that by belonging to a particular church, they will be guaranteed eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. This is a lie from the devil. The scripture tells us that we must put on righteousness, godly lifestyle and behavior before we can enter the kingdom of heaven. Yes, God invites us into the kingdom of heaven as we are, but he also expects us to put on the wedding garment of righteousness and holiness, which he kept at the entrance to enable us to be part of the marriage of the Lamb. So where do you stand right now? Are you putting on the wedding garment? Are you prepared for the marriage of the Lamb? Are you exhibiting righteousness, holiness, godly living, godly conduct? Do you follow peace with all men? Do you forgive those that offend you? Do you borrow money and pay back? Do you have respect and honor for your father and your mother? Do you take only things that belong to you? Do you take just your salary and don't touch your office money? Do you stay with only your wife and your husband and no one else? These are godly deeds that we must begin to exhibit if we must enter the kingdom of heaven. But I bring you good news today. And the good news is that you can get the wedding garment today and prepare for the marriage. The marriage of the Lamb is coming very soon, where Jesus, the groom, will take his people. But are you prepared? Are you wearing the garment that will enable you be part of that marriage of the Lamb? Yes, you can get that righteousness. You can get that godly heart today, if only you will repent of your sin and call upon the name of Jesus. Jesus died and paid the price for our sins. And anyone that repents of his sins and put his trust on Jesus will receive the gift of righteousness. This will enable you to live godly. So if you are there and there's still sin in your life, then it means you need the wedding garment so that you can be qualified. And all you need to do is to ask God for forgiveness and repent of your sin and call upon the name of Jesus. And then you'll be freed from your sin. So if you're there and you want to receive Jesus, call upon him right now. The Bible says, any man that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon Jesus. Yes, ask him to forgive you. Ask him to give you the wedding garment, to give you righteousness, to give you holiness, to give you the power to be a child of God. Hallelujah. If you have prayed this prayer, I want to tell you that Jesus have answered. For anyone that cometh to him, he shall not cast out. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are asking you for the wedding garment. Lord, forgive them, receive them. Change their dirty garment, change their sinful garment, and give them the wedding garment. Give them the power to live a holy life. In the name of Jesus, I destroy every power of sin over their life. I command their freedom in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. I believe, my dear listener, that God must have touched you. But in case you still want to reach me for questions, prayers, or counseling, please feel free to call. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. God bless you for listening. In Jesus' name, amen.